This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Famous. Stephen Curry might be one of the most famous individuals in sports right now. And he had a bad game yesterday. 20 points for Steph. And, you know, a shorthanded Nuggets team coming off the loss that they were coming off and winning the game like that really puts pressure on tonight's game. Milwaukee Bucks, again, Warriors Live, 6 o'clock with that. 7 o'clock tip right here, 95.7 The Game. We'll have all of that coverage. Giannis in town, Dame and co. Like, they're a team you still got to worry about. Like, I know the Bucks have been disappointing, and they've been up and down all season. They're the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference right now. They're around the same record as you. They're 38 and 29. Like, you cannot let your foot off the gas. You're clinging to the sixth spot in the West right now. You're a loss away from falling out all the way.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Into the eighth seed. Like, what, the vibes are great. You're 14-2 when Jimmy Butler plays, but you had such a hole that you dug yourself prior to Jimmy being here that you can't afford to slack off, especially yesterday. So them slacking off the way that they did put so much pressure on tonight, and we got the head coach saying maybe he's going to rest Stephen Curry. Like, I don't know if you can afford to do that. 888-957-9570, call or text. Do you rest Stephen Curry tonight, or do you push through tonight and maybe rest him on Thursday instead?
I don't even know if you can rest him at all. They're in just such a tough spot here. And then, God, that loss is just so frustrating.
On a multitude of levels.
Look, Thursday, they play the Raptors, right?
Yeah.
And on paper, you're like, oh, it's the Raptors. They lost to the Raptors.
You can't sleep on anyone.
In one of the worst losses of the season.
They just lost to a Nuggets team that we've been crushing for the last week because they have no depth. And then they lost their two best players. And then that crappy depth that everyone was talking about just flexed on you.
Aaron Gordon
had
one of the best games of his career.
Of his career. He was 3 points shy, I think, of a career high in scoring. Like 38 points, 14 of 23. He took over that game. He did have 7 turnovers, but when he had the ball in the hands is that much. Like, that was a game where Denver flexed on everyone and said, yeah, we're still a team to mess with. And maybe you should talk about us like the team that everyone should be fearing in the West. And you know what? Maybe I was drinking the Kool-Aid of seeing how good this team was the last few weeks, Joe Shasky, and seeing how poor Denver played. And maybe I just slept on the fact that the Denver just has ownage on the Golden State Warriors. I thought this was a different team. I thought this Jimmy Butler Warriors team was different. And I wasn't going to use that same lens I've been using this Warriors team the last, you know, couple weeks. Nine times.
Let me.
That's ownage. That's a psychological thing that I hope when they play them again, which is another month on April 4th, they need to beat that team. Like they need that psychological hurdle to jump over. Kind of like, not like for like the same, but almost like the Chiefs with the Niners. Like I just need to see them beat them one time. Can they do that? Because if they can't do that in the regular season, what makes you think they're going to do it in the playoffs?
It's a fair point. Unlike the Chiefs Niners, like you do have Steph and you do have Jimmy, right? So it's different. You've got
Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but quarterbacks, I mean, we know.
Brock Purdy.
Let me play devil's advocate here. Last night was bad. And trust me, there are some things that are Achilles heels for this team. Turnovers and stopping rugged big men. Like those things are going to continue being problems, it feels like. But the three-point ball, when you get no threes from Buddy, none from Quinton Post, none from Draymond, obviously a poor Steph performance shooting the threes, none from Gee, none from Jonathan Kuminga, like some of those guys are going to hit a couple threes. So the law of averages tells you you're going to shoot a little better.
JK, by the way, the only one in the plus figures and the plus minus, which is not the end all be all, but
I thought he played unbelievable help defense in the second half.
I did too.
First half
was not his greatest.
No,
but again,
nobody played good in the first half.
This is his third game back. Like, let's take a deep breath here with Jonathan Kuminga. But no one, to your point, 13 points for him off the bench, 4 assists.
How about the left-handed like layup that he like finger rolled and got fouled?
Going to the paint. Like, he got 8 free throw attempts. Now, he needs to make more of them, 5 of 8, but you expect that kind of from Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, but he does have to shoot better.
He does have to, but notice Jimmy Butler. 4 misses for Jimmy? And, you can't have that.
No doubt. And Kevon Looney, too.
And Draymond Green.
No doubt.
Like Gary Payton. Like, no one else can make a free throw for ones. Like,
he misses that and one late. I mean, he gets the layup, Draymond, and he misses the free throw.
Right.
It's a big play.
It is.
And then on the inbound play, Draymond getting called for an offensive foul. Yeah. Just can't happen. It just can't happen.
Draymond Green, the aforementioned, talking about after the game, a mental letdown, he's calling it, by the team.
Definitely, but, you know, they still have an MVP, still have high-caliber players. We just got to be better in that situation. I think they did a lot of things to screw us up, and then once the team get in the rhythm there, got some really good NBA players over there, so once the team get in the rhythm, it's hard to break it, and they got into a rhythm fast.
It threw me off there for a second. I was like, wait, Jokic didn't play? Oh, yeah, Russell Westbrook has an MVP. That's right. That's who he's alluding to. I was like, let's relax here. I don't think it's a Russell Westbrook MVP type of season for him, but to his credit, that was a vintage Russell Westbrook game where I know, and he's 36 years old, by the way. He's going to be 37 this year, same age as Steph. But the energy level for Russ, I will never question. And that is something, and today, again, I mentioned earlier, when I saw a lackadaisical effort early on for the Warriors where their energy level at home on a Monday was low. I didn't see that from Russell Westbrook early on, and I think that fed to the rest of the roster, and I just didn't see that conversely with Golden State, Joe Shasky. It's disappointing at home.
I can't stand Russ, but I also acknowledge I've been to three games, home games for the Warriors against Russ over the years. He is one of the great WWE-like characters. No, I mean this. I mean this in like a good way. In a league where I have no idea who's playing on a given night, I know if he's suiting up, he is going to be giving me all of the antics to the crowd. He'll hit a shot and he'll like the crowd. He hit a three late and was doing the three thing. He understands how to play the villain role to perfection. And in a league where I question the effort of a lot of players, I don't ever question his effort.
No.
I question shot selection,
decision making,
and his hubris and things like that.
As a teammate, low key too, sometimes.
But you know what? I do respect the hell out of him. And I'm with you on that. And I think as his career has gone on, and I've got a chance to watch him for almost two decades now, like there is something to be said. Russ is an all-time competitor.
Yes.
We can argue about all the flaws in his game and where he stacks up amongst his own contemporaries as one of the great players. And the MVP award, looking back on it, we can retcon and say it was fake. Look, he earned it. You know, I'm going to give him credit.
He averaged a triple-double for a season.
Yeah, he earned it. But the guy plays hard as hell, and I do respect him.
And again,
I do.
That's why it was so frustrating watching that effort on the other side because, quite frankly, Denver – they could have rolled over in that game. They didn't have their two best players. They're on the road against the hottest team in the NBA. Now that the Cavs lost, the Warriors are the hottest team in the NBA. And they had all the reasons to, coming off a disappointing loss in Washington, against Washington, I should say, when Jordan Poole had an amazing shot. Like, they had all the reason to lay down yesterday, and they didn't. And the Golden State Warriors played like a team resting on their laurels and was buying into the hype yesterday. And you can't do that right now. You can't buy into your own hype when you're still clinging to a sixth seed in the West when the Minnesota Timberwolves, who lost yesterday, are a half game back. The Los Angeles Clippers have won three in a row. The Clippers have won three in a row, and all of a sudden, they're just a game back from you. And do the Clippers have the season series over them? Am I tripping, or do the Warriors have it? Can we get on the crack staff at the back? Please get that to me if you can. But no, that, again... like
said, please, at least.
Please. I'm sorry. You're right. I need to be more polite.
Said please. You said
okay.
Please.
Oh, I did. Okay. Thank you. But that's, again, another layer to this is you're not out of the woods. Like, just because you've been this damn good, and I think a lot of Warriors fans are looking, it's like, wow, we've won so much, but we haven't gained this much ground because the West is so deep. Yeah, if this was the East, you'd be chilling, but you're not in the East. This is the West, and for the entirety of, you know, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson when he was here, Draymond, like all the, like, the West is a dogfight. And now more than ever, when you look at these teams, the Nuggets, the Lakers won again yesterday. They're looking like, with Luka back, Luka's finally finding his footing there. Him and Reeves, they're doing something, right? The Grizzlies, and then the Rockets, they've won seven in a row. They're the hottest team in the West now. Like, just very frustrating yesterday. I'm frustrated just talking about it. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Joe Shasky.
So it's 94-85, and he subs Curry in for GP2 and Buddy Hield in for Moody. Okay, and Buddy just didn't have it going. And I didn't love that. All
it's
right,
the Buddy Hield experience, unfortunately, and that's just what we've come to. It is what it is at this point.
I know you're searching for him to hit a bucket or two. Like, I understand that. And then he subs out Jimmy Butler and subs out Draymond Green in the consecutive minutes after that. And I didn't like their combinations with 8 minutes to go till the end of the game. I understand that you went with Quint Post early and he got cooked, and he did. He got attacked. He got blitzed really hard. You need to go back to the young man. For the spacing on offense to free things up, if you looked at their half-court offense, it was so congested. And I just didn't love the combinations. I thought they waited too long to sub Moody back in. I thought that I understand why you try to give Jimmy a blow, but Jimmy needed to go back into that game. And I thought they went with Looney a little too long as well. And I just, look, it's easy to play, you know, Monday morning quarterback the day after. I'm talking about in real time. You saw, I was texting the group thread. I'm like, get Jimmy right back into this game. Yeah. This is a must win. I'll worry about tomorrow and my combinations and my lineups tomorrow. And I thought that it was twofold. Number one, you didn't have a big. Number two, you didn't have the comprehensive spacing offensively, and it was super stagnant. And if Buddy's not going to hit any shots, no one's going to guard him. If GP2 is going to be passing up that corner three, which he was taking earlier in the game, no one's going to guard him. And so I think you're making things more difficult on a night where Curry clearly doesn't have it. I needed Jimmy to be the focal point of the half-court offense, and I kind of needed Steph to defer to him a little.
888-957-9570. Stephen Curry potentially not playing today. We'll see if Steve Kerr is going to hold him out. Is that the right move? You know, you saw him struggle yesterday. He's been dealing with the back. Like, is it time to protect Steph from himself when it comes to these games? Or are you saying, hey, no. Like, we need Steph. Like, this Bucks game tonight has almost turned into a gotta have it. I'm not going to say a must win, but it's a gotta have it. Yesterday turned from a gotta have it to a must win when I saw that Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray were not playing in that game. Like, that's when I was like, okay. And I was fully on board with what you said in the text thread, where it's like, you better blow this team out. Flex your muscles on them. Again, it goes back to the mentality of this team, right? 9 straight losses to one opponent. I don't care who it is. It does something to you. There was an element of this.
Nine times.
Shout out Ferris Bueller, right? Like, the Spurs for the longest time. How many was it in a row against the Warriors in San Antonio? It was something ridiculous.
It was like 25.
It was ridiculous.
It wasn't games. It was years.
It was years. It was literally like 25 games in a row
It was insane. Yeah. Like, they couldn't beat them there. And there was that mental hurdle that they had to get over to beat that team. And eventually, you know, they beat them in the playoffs. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard, he gets hurt, is also the rest is history. But there is a mental aspect to that that I do believe they need to clear if they, because let's be honest, like, the season ended today. Look at the Western Conference standings. You're playing them in the first round. Do you like your chances?
That's
yesterday?
The one team, even more so than OKC, because of the rugged big. Now, I know Hartenstein is going to be a rugged big in his own right. Yeah. But like, Aaron Gordon has destroyed the Warriors. Destroyed them. And we know what Jokic can do. I mean, the guy's averaging 30, 12, and 10 or whatever the hell
it
is.
Two big bodies right there.
And with their spacing, with the shooting, if guys are hitting shots, that is a deadly team. And again, I'm looking at the Warriors, and I think that their defensive strategy, I'm talking about Denver's, they were like, Buddy Hield, we'll let him shoot all day. We're never going to guard Kevon Looney. We're not going to guard Gui Santos. We're not going to guard GP2. So the lineups that you have offensively, there's some give and take here. If you're not going to get stops on defense, you got to give your best offensive lineup out there. And again, I keep going back to these subs. 4-minute mark. You bring back, because Draymond had foul trouble. Mm. You bring back Draymond Green for Looney, Kuminga for Buddy Hield, but you go to GP2 for Santos. I wanted Moody at that point.
You know,
I needed Moody right there.
And a day where we, and I think rightfully so, we gassed up Steve Kerr yesterday. We did, rightfully so, talking about him as one of, if not the best, Bay Area coach in sports history.
I'm nitpicking. I admit
No. He didn't have his best game, I thought, when it came to subs. I thought he panicked. Going away from Quentin Post, only 8 minutes for him. Like, you're going to need Quentin Post if you have a playoff series against that team. And for his confidence, too, like, I would have liked to see you go back to him, too. Just to see, just a couple minutes. Like, just to see if things could go well with Quentin. Because the worst thing you could do is pull him out and then just not give him any more touches after
that. Think about what he did with Pods the last 2 years. Anytime Pods struggled early in a game, he went back to the well with Pods and gave him opportunities to redeem himself.
What does that signal to you if you're a player? The coach has belief in you.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that Steve Kerr doesn't have belief in Post, because he's played him a bunch the last couple months. But in a game like that, where it had like a playoff feel to it,
sure,
the way that Steve was doing these lineups, and quite frankly, he got a little tight, it felt like, at times. And going away, because he's going to his trusted veteran, Kevon Looney.
He did go to his trusted guys.
The guys he trusts. So that tells me he doesn't have that trust quite yet in the Quentin Posts of the world, right? He went to Gui Santos, you know, Gary Payton, he trusts Gary. And maybe he should have trusted Moses Moody a little bit more at times. Like,
look, maybe I'm just caught in the moment on Moody.
No.
Moody was diving on the floor. There was a possession where Jimmy Butler dove on the floor.
I think it's fair.
And then Moody's diving on the floor, and I'm like, dude, this guy wants it, dude. And I just think that he doesn't get some of the same leeway as some of the other players. And look, GP2 hit a couple big threes. But like, those are the kind of games where, like, when GP2's hitting, just take it. That doesn't mean you got to roll with it the rest of the game. We know he's It's going to be streaky at best.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A. SED.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.